yeah, we're talking, and it's progressing. In modern football, things don't get sorted in one phone call, unfortunately. It's like the old days when two people agree something and that's it. Nowadays, the football market is controlled by agents, and more so in terms of in England, where agents own the players now rather than the clubs, and they more or less control and run what happens. And so it's not as simple as that, but there's a lot of positive talking going on, a lot of ongoing talks, and I'd be hopeful that in the next 2 weeks that situation would be resolved one way or the other. There are a couple of options, but it's the agents that decide that, and it's just different because, you know, unfortunately in the modern era you have people that represent players that are really, really good and the players that are number one, but you're also in an era where sometimes the agents are more important than the players, and that's just the way it is. So from our point of view, certainly a couple of weeks ago I thought it would be resolved quicker, but can't do anything about it, so go home at night and sleep and just let time sort this one out. And but I'd be hopeful in the next 2 weeks that hopefully by the break that we might have something sorted one way or the other.